Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God. Vinny's mic is not turning on. Vinny, you're going to have to switch mics there.
I really
yeah, no, it's not working. Let me turn this one. Let's just try this one. Just grab
stop.
That one. We can't stop. We can't stop stopping. We can never stop, never stopping.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
This is the mic I want from now on.
No, forever. You can't have that one. You have to get a new mic. Hold on. It's you know what? I had such high hopes. Such high hopes. I'm like, oh, look. They relabeled everything.
I was assured.
Everything's amazing.
It would be working.
Yeah.
This one's not on either.
That is also not on. Ugh. Wow. How about...
Bye!
Yeah. We gotta go. I'm feeling like maybe this is not our day. I just don't understand this. Let me try something first. Let's try. I think I'll take this one out, put this here, do the source. Bear with us, people. Source is microphones. Let's find just a Vinny microphone. Let's try that. Now talk.
Testing.
Nothing.
Testing.
Okay. And now whatever was there isn't even there.
Testing. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, we're going to play music.
Hold on. It's okay. Something's on.
Why is that? Which one
this
is that?
This one's on.
Okay, so that's just... They messed it up. This one is supposed to be that. Oh, this is wonderful. Okay. Oh, my God. Something works even though...
Just don't worry about this. I'll fix this.
All right. Let's get that out of your way.
What are you doing?
I don't just want it out of your way. I just want to have a fun day.
Don't.
I'm just trying to have a fun day.
It's okay.
Come on, I get to have a fun day once in a while.
Work the controls. I'll deal with this thing.
Okay.
Sheesh. Oh. Coming around the boiler.
Okay. Now, listen. Someone's got to remind me to turn that mic off because it's all the way on the other side of the board.
I love this bit.
Yeah,
you guys are so funny.
Thanks, Bob. You're great. Thanks. Thank you for saying that. That is, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad you're enjoying our pain. This bit is old and tired. And, you know, we are a show that will run a bit into the ground. There's no question. So I'm glad you're still
God.
With us.
The other day you were commenting on Saturday Night Live and how they run bits into the ground, and someone wrote in like seconds later and said, "Oh, Sarah, calling the kettle black."
Yeah. Yep, I'll do it. But this one is one I don't want to do. I actually don't, believe it or not, I don't want to run this bit into the ground. I just want to come in and have
good morning, everyone.
Happy
everyone.
Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
It's Friday. Yep. Oh, everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Oh, is this the verse that has tells us all the days so we know them?
It is.
Let's listen to this. Crank this up.
Well, we got to get through the party. Party. Party.
Party and party and party and party and yeah. Okay, crank it. Here it comes.
Yesterday was Thursday. Today, yeah, it's Friday.
Okay, I got that.
We so excited.
We so excited.
We, yep.
Today, tomorrow is Saturday. Uh-huh. And Sunday comes after work.
afterwards.
That's my favorite part.
Okay. There you go. Rebecca Black is currently opening for Katy Perry, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Afterward. That's magic right there.
It is magic.
Let's just bask in that. That's a song that can turn things around right there.
I think it did.
Yeah.
Vinny's mic sounds good.
Yesterday was Thursday. Today it is Friday.
We're so excited.
We're so excited. We know how to words. Hi, how was your day yesterday, Vin?
I had a really good day. Great. Yeah. We got out of here okay. The big event is still it was still happening, but it was backed up the first couple days this week all the way to our building, and
oh
you have
God.
No idea how far we are from it. Like, it shouldn't be, but because of the one ways and the...
This is an AI convention at Moscone or something.
Cybersecurity, all kinds of...
Holy moly.
Richie.
Coming out of our building, we had to, like, try to get into the road.
Oh my God, it was... Right, there was a backup on the ramp exiting the garage. Like, can we just please get out of this building? I feel like I'm going to die of fumes.
The week's gotten slowly better, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's all good. No skate park yesterday. Took a little breaky-poo.
Oh, a breaky-poo.
Had some stuff to do, you know.
Yeah.
Grandpa came by.
Oh, party?
Party. Mm-hmm. Came by and hung with the kids.
Nice.
It's nice.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I fought John off in the hot tub, so that was great. Thank you, creativeenergy.com, for all that.
Why are you fighting him off?
Because I was like, listen, he's getting way more action than he deserves. He does not deserve it. No.
He's deserves
hobbling
that's not
around.
Fair.
He's
that
not
isn't
getting,
fair.
He's not getting any of his Saint work done.
No, that isn't fair at all. And his work can wait.
He's already gotten multiple things this week.
There's no deadline on his work. He'll get done.
He's gotten multiple things. And I was like, listen.
Wait, what kind of multiple things?
Things.
I don't. Well,
things
you brought him up.
I'm not going to detail the things. Just know that things happen in the
my
hot tub.
My client.
Oh, my God. 10% of what, Vinny? You're not getting any 10%.
My client deserves all the stuff all the time. Now,
listen.
If there's something that you need him to do in return, but don't shut him out of the love.
I told him that... I'd had enough of it. I was trying to be nice and everything, but I was like, look, Friday's our day. And if you are going to put this on me today, it's going to not happen tomorrow. That's it. I've had enough for this week.
I'm going to make a ruling.
I'm maxed out, man.
Vinny, the prosecution. John should get it.
Agreed. Yes. Thank you.
I don't have a gavel.
Well,
but
you're going to be holding me. Oh, I do.
Hold I'm
me.
Smacking my fist. Yes.
You're going to be holding me in contempt of court. I'm not paying up on that judgment.
Oh, you're going to pay.
I know. I'm going to pay tonight on our regular night.
Will you stop acting like you don't like it?
It's not that I don't like it. It's
right.
I'm just too tired for it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Please.
I'm old.
You know what's funny?
It's like, what? Tell me the funny part.
Well, this is just between you and me.
Okay.
Like, honestly.
All right.
Nobody listen to this.
You guys can, no, just...
Everybody, yeah. Get
right.
out of here.
It's just me.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Okay,
yeah, thank you.
You know how we've got these hours that we will bitch about nonstop, where it's like oh my God, I got
to
go to bed at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But I truly get into my room at 7 o'clock sometimes and think, if I had to stay up till 9 or 10 out there with all of that chaos, mm-hmm. I'd probably be pretty over it.
Yeah.
And thinking back to the good old days when I had a damn good excuse to walk away and go to sleep early.
Yes, I feel you. I understand
and I also,
where you're going with this.
While it's easy for me sometimes to think, oh God, what is it going to be like when I can just not wake up at 3 a.m.?
Mm.
I also like getting up at, like, I like my
no,
schedule.
You're a crack-a-dime
I
guy.
Like my job. There's a bunch of stuff as I've thought about it where I go, I don't really want to change it. As I think about, oh, what if I did afternoons? Yeah, I see there's an upside.
You also miss every dinner.
But I like what we do. I like I'm so used to this that and bitching about it. Mm-hmm. But in reality, when I think about it not being there, I think, oh my God, what would it be like to be dealing with the kids at 10 p.m.?
Your kids are in a good age too. Like there were times when my kids were between. Like, I always thought 4 was the magic age. 4 was,
four's
I'd
good.
Give anything to have, they still idolize you. There's no sass. There's a million questions. They're just at their ultimate cutest, like, big toddler person. So 4 until about maybe 12, 13. Like, that is just magic time for a kid. And so many times, John and I were like, if only you could just hit pause on this. I love my job. I love where we live. Mm-hmm. The kids are, I mean, like that was magic, but you know, you don't get to hit pause.
No.
Things continually change. And while I do feel that John did do most of the suffering in the child rearing portion, and you can understand why he might, as the man, he might be like, I should be getting rewarded for this.
He should.
Yeah.
And deep, my friend, Doc Surgeon Deepak has written in, I'm with the prosecution. He also believes.
You're not funny, Deepak.
No,
he is. I don't need your input.
You.
Unless I have something going on with my head or neck, and then I'll be looking to you. But other than that, I don't need to hear your side of the story.
He's just wants you to know.
Saying, you know, John, also, the kids have not lived with us for years now, and that's, you know, he has his.
Has Berkeley been gone over a year?
No, but he lived at another.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
He lived in town, but he hasn't lived with us in 3 years. And Sean hasn't lived with us since 2022.
Got it.
No matter how expensive they might still be. So they've been gone. He's got his nights to himself.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not suffering
they're
not now.
They're not to himself, though. He does have to manage that softball team. He's busy.
Are you saying he should be taking care of himself? And
no, I actually said to him because he was like, really, I mean, I'm telling you guys, I don't know, why am I telling you? I have no idea. But I put out this week and for the last few weeks.
Right.
And so yesterday, as he's pawing at me.
Right. Well,
in my creative energy hot tub.
Well, hold on. Like, hold on. Let me. I have a question.
What?
What were you wearing? What was.
We were both naked. That's what we do in our
hot
tub.
What do you expect?
I him to calm down. He's been married to me for 30 something years.
Doesn't matter.
He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a crime?
It is not. It's not. And I'm appreciative of it. But I'm also unwilling to do this every day. I'm not doing this every day. I'm not going to do it.
It's not every day.
It's could be. It would be if he got his way. And so yesterday I'm like, no, if you want the full, because here's the other thing. I want to do stuff when I don't have bed hanging over my head. I'm not worried about getting the amount of sleep that I need and that I've got other things to do to get ready for the next day and things to, I just like, that's why I love Friday so much. Cause I'm like, we could stay up all night. I could go to bed at 7. What? There's no pressure. We can take our time. I'm not in a hurry for him to get where he needs to get. And I'm not in a hurry to get where I need to get. Like, it's relaxed and we have some fun.
Are you still complaining about getting sex from your husband?
Yes.
You shouldn't. It's an incredible gift that he's trying to provide you. Love.
You're right. Oh my, I have all the love. I don't need any more love.
He loves you.
So I put him off yesterday. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I cannot keep this level up. I just don't want to. The end. I love
can't
you.
Keep
I'll
this
see you tomorrow.
Level up.
I'm not. Please. I had my life was so dialed. Every Friday, we went crazy. And by crazy, I mean, you know, for 10 minutes.
Right.
Oh, it's exhausting. Anyway, you guys, it is Friday. It's very exciting. We've got, first of all, Bruno Mars all day. Be here. You want this Alice Escape to Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. And also, every other hour at the top, it's 1 hour from now, we've got the new Maroon 5 song. Wow. Which is, I know, we're world premiering it. It's amazing.
Did it premiere last night?
Last night.
So it's out there now. Okay, cool.
Yeah. 9 p.m.
I haven't had
a
chance to hear it yet, so I'm excited.
7 o'clock.
Great.
We'll give it a listen. And so much more. It's going to be a super fun day. allegedly. So I hear. I don't know. People seem to be having fun. I don't know who these people are. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. We'll see you in a sec.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.